This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. It is the monster that claws its way out of Sigourney Weaver's body. It is the odd-looking form with almond-shaped eyes which trolls trailer parks, probing unsuspecting earthlings. It piloted a craft that crash-landed in Roswell, New Mexico some time ago. One soon may ring your doorbell and shout trick-or-treat, perhaps. But alien. Alien has no business in the official language of the U.S., so says Texas Democratic Congressman Joaquin Castro, who's calling for the word alien to be banned because he says it is dehumanizing. Laurel Stavan is in the business of dissecting words. She chairs the linguistics department at the University of Texas, Arlington. Professor Stavan, let's go back to the origins of this word. Where does alien have its etymological roots?
Well, originally, it came into English about 700 years ago from Latin via French. And in its original meaning, it just meant other or else, right? Mm-hmm. So literally speaking, it's just someone who comes from somewhere else.
You know, it's interesting because you go back to sort of our earliest political dictionary in this country. And I remember certain unalienable rights, to alienate was to abandon. There was, of course, the Alien Friends Act and the Alien Enemies Act, which I guess we learned about when we were in high school, most of us. That was about immigration, was it not?
It was, and it's really interesting that you should choose those other forms of the word to talk about, because I think part of the current negative emotion today has to do with the power of alien as a noun rather than adjective, because usually nouns are more negatively used to portray a group because they reduce it to just a single characteristic. And you can see that in a lot of other words. In English, if you call someone a Jew or a Chinese, mm-hmm. it's much more negative than saying they are a Jewish or Chinese people. There's also a movement in describing historical scenarios not to refer to slaves as a noun, but enslaved people. So I think with this one, calling a person an alien as a noun is more reductive than noting that they're a person, one of whose characteristics is that they're from an alien nation, right, or have inalienable rights to do something.
I see what you're saying. But there are other ways in which adjectives have been used as nouns in not necessarily a pejorative sense. I mean, they're the poor, the sick, the homeless, the insured and the uninsured. We hear that a lot in the news these days. What is it about alien? Is there something in the current connotation, the way that Hollywood has sort of usurped the word, is what's going on there?
Yeah, definitely. In the 20th century, we have all these accounts of extraterrestrial aliens, so that makes the word a lot more exotic and scary and just a lot more other, I think, than it had when it was simply referring to human aliens.
Well, it also has legal significance, of course. I mean, there you can go to U.S. Code and you can see that alien is, and it's just going to read from the books here, as any person who is not a citizen or national of the United States. Now, presumably, you could replace the word alien with something else, but wouldn't you be back in the same boat?
Well, maybe temporarily, but one of the things about language is that it really changes very regularly in its kind of layers of connotation. So you can start off with some terms that are pretty equal, and if as one of them develops a more negative overtone, you sort of need to replace it with something cleaner and more neutral. So I know that the things that Congressman Castro is talking about is changing alien, for instance, for foreign national, right?
Okay.
So, and I think it's really important to say, are these all synonymous or not? If they are, then it shouldn't matter. But I think the fact is that if one of them has accrued a more negative tone in current times, then you can start off with a replacement word and see how we deal with that one for a few years.
Laurel Stavan's business is words. She chairs the linguistics department at the University of Texas, Arlington. Professor, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.